Blog Talk Radio.
And reasons. How y'all doing today? It's Mr. Robinson. First show, hopefully a minute to come. And just here to have some general talk and discussion on some current events, you know. Some little bit of politics and a little bit of life. You know. I am Mr. Robinson, and this is The Slot, The Slot, S-L-O-T Radio, That means shining light on things. You know, some things I might shine some light on, some things I might still stay in limbo about myself, because I don't know it all. And I was always told, the moment you think you know it all, it's the moment you don't need to be around no more. That's what I hear. But we're going to have fun with this and basically talk about some things that are close to heart and some things that just leave us in limbo like, wow. I can't go on with today without basically going political, which I really don't want to, and discuss this new era of life we in, far as America the Great. Some people say we dare to make it great again. That was the slogan. Make America great again. Truth be told, we're already in a great nation. You know, great again means it's not so great no more. And if you feel like that, then, you know, you can't do nothing but add to it. Add to its greatness. You know, you can't take away, you can't say something's not what it already is. You know, and all due respect to the other side or whatever, if that's what we want to call it. But I understand how, you know, we got to where we are today. You know, being that the odds were against this presidency or this president. I mean, when you down in the polls like that and you come back up swinging, you got to give a man credit, man. Whatever was planned and plotted was strategy to the fullest. Or, you know, it's something going on behind the scenes that we really don't know about. They say what's done in the dark will one day come to the light. I'm a true believer in that. It'll surface one day. I hope the truth. But here we are. Donald Trump is your president. Didn't want to talk about it, but hey, big news, man. And when you wake up and you look at this stuff every day and you try to find some reason within yourself to say, man, what's going on, man? What happened? A lot of people say, I'm mad, I'm pissed off. There's protest all over the nation, you know, city to city. People are protesting and coming out by the numbers. Because they say, I read the signs and they say, he's not my president. Well, he begged to differ. He say he is your president. You say he's not your president. But to let it be put into perspective on another level is sometimes you got to govern yourselves when all the chips have failed, you know. A lot of people say, I wasn't voting for Hillary. Nah, I'm not going to vote for Hillary. But I don't want Trump. And I hear a lot of people say, well, who's the lesser of the two evils? Well, I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is who we ended up with. And they say, you can't be mad if you didn't vote.
What you mad about? You ain't even vote. Well, that's true too. You know, if you didn't vote, they say you have no right to be upset at all. Then you got those that feel like their vote was wasted. What did I vote for? This ain't who I wanted. You know? I know he didn't win. How did he do that? I see a lot of people catching flack behind jumping on the Trump train or whatever, you know, they want to call it. You know? And he's basically been on the attack, you know. He's been on the attack way before he even won. That's the funny thing. People act like the actions that he's displaying today is something new. Y'all seen it coming, the whole election process, you know. So why? You can't be as shocked as you claim to be right now. You know, they say... It's just like, I guess you can go with what Hillary was saying during her campaign slogans or whatever. You know, when she quoted Maya Angelou, she said, somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I guess, you know, a lot of people didn't believe it, didn't want to believe it. Well, he's going to do this, and Trump's my man. So, here we are. Now I see a lot of Trump supporters is shaking in their boots. You know, let me put a little music behind this because I really want to go a little more in depth with y'all. And it's because now, we're forced to deal with this for the next 4 years. 4 years, y'all. So the next 4 years, you got a choice. Go along to get along, or govern yourself. Oh man, since this dude has come on the scene, I've heard so much being said. You know, people like he's not my president. Powers that be beg to differ. Powers that be beg to differ. When you got this thing going down like this, right in everybody's face, you can't do nothing but ask yourself a question like, what part do I play in this? And to me, I think a lot of Trump supporters, they're genuine in their support, but I see the news and they ask some questions about, you know, how you feel Trump is doing right now, and it's funny because a lot of them look like deers caught in headlights. They be like, well, he's doing his best. Like, man, it ain't even been, what, 60 days?
like I said, you know, this is the first show of many. So bear with me on this one. Due to technical difficulties or whatever, we're going to work out the kinks. But we're going to keep the talk real. You know, this is Mr. Robinson on the slot with you. You know, so we're going to let some more music play and we'll keep the music coming just like that because it's more theme music to get a feel for the talk. You know, but current events, man. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff happening with Trump. A lot of stuff happening throughout the world. It just make you shake your head like, man, what is really going on out here? You know what I mean? It's scary. But I think us as a people, we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. You got to make sure that the ones that are close to us, our loved ones and friends and people of that nature, the ones we hold dear to our hearts, just got to make sure they're safe. And everybody in our quote unquote personal circles, the ones we hold dear to ourselves, you know, everybody just got to make sure everybody's okay. Because it gets confusing at times. Very confusing at times. Then sometimes it's just hard to say where you at with it all. Because you try not to let the outside world seep into your personal life and obstruct things more than what they really are with you. And, you know, but we can't lie to ourselves. A lot of people, you know, say, well, they doing up there in Washington, man, ain't gonna bother me in my life, man. You know what I mean? Well, that's a lie. It have to. If you live in this country and you feel that the moves that they make up in Washington, D.C. don't affect your life, well, you're in for a rude awakening. Because just if it don't affect you today, it'll affect you next week or next month or next year or year after next. Or if not you personally, it's going to affect the generation that comes after you. For those of us who have children and, you know, young adults in our family that we love and care about, yeah, you know, we care about how their life is going to be in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. I think, you know, most of us need to get conscious about what's going on, because the day that we stop caring is the day we lose total control. And I guess that's just, you know, that's just governments of abroad. You know, maintain control. That's what I see within any government, you know. And they're going to maintain control either through media hype, you know, legislation, or fear. Not necessarily saying that category, but that's what it all boils down to. You know, legislation, media control, and fear.
You know, so I read somewhere it says, what do you trust more, the internet or television? Well, with that being said, you really can't trust a lot. You know, I definitely don't really trust what's being said on television all the time, but you definitely can't trust everything that you read on the internet either. You know, we're in this era now, the talk is about fake news. Fake news. Man, that's been fake news on since I could remember. This is nothing new. So when, you know, people go to, you know, screaming about fake news and, well, everything is fake. But the thing about, you know, one thing I'll be tripping on, because I'm tripping on Trump, because, you know, he yells a lot about fake news. Fake news. Well, dude, you tell the most lies and tell the most fake, you know, stories or stuff you just been grabbed off the internet. And I don't think we've ever had a president in our lifetime that, you know, be on social media like Trump, you know. But, you know, that's we're going to leave it on that note today, because this is just a breakthrough show. Just to say, yo, I'm here now. This is Mr. Robinson, the slot. And I'm going to be coming at you, shining some light on things, you know. So what I want you to do is just hang in there with me. Hang in there with me. Keep on coming back, because I'm going to be right here doing my thing. And I hope there's more shows to come after this. Like I said, I'm just feeling this out. Haven't done this thing in a long time. You know. But with that being said, I'm going to say this about Trump. You can't change someone who doesn't see an issue in their actions. So, if they're moving towards impeachment, let the process begin. Because if you can see this going down for the next 4 years, the way it just started off with this new presidency, man, we in trouble. We in big trouble. So you guys hit me up and make sure you stay tuned into the slot. And I'll be coming at you on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Tuesdays and Thursdays I'll be on at 2 o'clock. Sundays I might do some morning hours before noon. We're going to see how I set it up, but, you know. That's questions and reasons today. And the reason I asked these questions today, or, you know, chose to go on this topic about Trump, because the dude is a media mongol. You got to give it to him. You know, he stays in the media. So, with that being said, I want everybody to have a blessed day. A blessed day as possible. You know. And I want everybody to try to just think about their life and where it's at, this administration that we're under. You know, don't get scared. But I'm just here, you know, to give that drug, that pill that everybody seems to want but can't swallow. And that's a little bit of truth. You know, so it's the slot, y'all. And I will be coming back at you Thursday. I will be back Thursday. 2 o'clock for the part two to this question and reasons. This time I'm gonna try to give a little bit of answers, but. bitch. Give y'all a little bit of answers with it. And hopefully I can make y'all, help y'all figure out what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe we trying to figure out the same thing. You know what I mean? So they say Trump don't care about black people, Latinos, or Muslims. And I'm going to leave you with this. When a person treats you like they don't care, believe them. They're trying to tell you something. They really don't care. I want y'all to take that with y'all. Have a blessed day. This is just a 30-minute show, break-in show. We're going to be going longer as we get better with this. I'm going to try my best to try to bring some kind of enlightenment to those who choose to listen or tune in. And if you catch this show later on, you know, just make sure you hit a reminder or put this in your, add this to your bookmarks. Make sure you tune in Tuesday, 2 o'clock topic, Thursday, or 2 o'clock topic, and Sunday for a spiritual awakening. This the slot. I'm here to shine light on things. This your boy, Mr. Robinson, right here on Slot Radio. Y'all have a blessed day. Keep it peace. Keep it breezy. Thank you.